So let's talk a little bit about HER2 testing, and particularly the paper that came out a little bit over a year ago that you were a part of. It was just came out of ASCO and the College of American Pathologists. It was really a landmark study. We had great stuff in there. Antonio Wolf was the lead author, but not only has algorithms, just like a lot of great stuff in there. But in any event, I guess one of the things that starts out in the beginning of the paper, just before you even get to the testing, is the incidence of HER2 positivity. Mm-hmm. Now, they quote around 20% of all breast cancer. Is that the number you buy?
That's exactly the numbers that were published by Giovanni Paoletti in our group looking at a South Australian cohort. It was 19% by Fish in that large cohort of, I believe, over 900 patients from Southern Australia. The BCIRG has also done a global study of Fish during the conduct of their adjuvant trastuzumab trial. The last time I looked at those numbers, it was something like 23.4% or 24%, something in that ballpark were amplified by Fish. So I think these numbers that are quoted in the paper are probably spot on. I think I use 20% when I talk about estimates of the incidence of HER2-positive disease with patients. So I think those numbers are pretty much spot on.